Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding? Unbelievable.
You're listening to Sports Overnight. Live from the city by the bay, Taco Man Radio is on the air. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Welcome to my Sports Byline Grill. For the next couple of hours, I may put you on the grill if you give us a call on the toll-free. That's right, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. For the next 2 hours, we'll have some fun. We'll talk sports. We'll talk social issues. We'll talk with Zach Attack Young. And Zach Attack Young, the Athlete of the Week. Who is the Athlete of the Week this week for Johnny Taco and his All-Stars?
None other than the comebacking George St. Pierre.
The former welterweight champion of the UFC.
Yes, the former welterweight champion, but he may not be competing at welterweight. We'll see what weight class he's in.
I don't think he can make 170 ever again. I think that's cutting off too much. Much like Sugar Ray Leonard trying to fight Hector Camacho in the latter stages of career, and you try to go back and make weight in an old age, it's not good on the body. We've got open phone lines around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The NBA All-Star game is off and rocking. Of course, Glenn Robinson won the dunk contest. Lots of things to talk about. NCAA college football, college basketball is off and rolling as well. Of course, March Madness is right around the corner. Wow, can't wait. Next week, of course, we'll bring in a couple of March Madness experts. But tonight, we're talking combat sports, the NFL, and more right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
We're talking Byline Sports, where sports happens.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
What is Zip Sports Day, February 19th, 2017? The New England Patriots' Michael Floyd has struck a deal in his extreme DUI case and was sentenced to 120 days in the slam, baby. The 27-year-old wide receiver, of course, was arrested on December 12th after cops found his car stopped at a green light and him asleep at the wheel. That's right. According to Fox News, he's only going to spend 120 days, 24 days in the slam. The rest will be on home arrest. Good luck for that. He'll pay a $5,000 fine, and all the other charges have been dropped. Of course, because of the arrest, the Arizona Cardinals cut Floyd from his team, and of course, he was later picked up by the Patriots, and he got paid big time, baby, the Super Bowl. Of course, Tom Brady in that dramatic comeback. Jermaine Durandamy sounds like the name of a rare breed of dogs. No, no, she's the USC featherweight champion who beat Holly Holm a fortnight ago like a rag doll. I mean, over five rounds, I thought. Some people thought the fight was closer than I did. Anyway, guess what? She's a dead woman walking. Why do I say that? Because Chris Cyborg Justino, call her what you want, whatever alias she wants to say, but she's been officially been cleared of a possible anti-doping violation from a failed drug test in December, according to the United States Anti-Doping Association announced in a statement on Friday that the 31-year-old USC fighter was granted a retroactive therapeutic use exemption after determining she needed something called spironolactone. Anyway, she needed something for heart disease. Yeah, she's got some heart problems, I guess. No, it's a diuretic. And I think that she should be able to use a diuretic, but they found some type of scam for her to give her some type of retroactive prescription. Anyway, she'll be back USC 212. And that means Durandamy, whatever you want to call her, she's a dead woman walking. She's going to Brazil. She's not coming back with that title. I don't care how good of a fighter she is. New York Jets star Darrell Revis, he just got out of jail, according to Pittsburgh police. They arrested him after a violent altercation that was not good early Saturday morning. Of course, he and his mother were, they arrived at the courthouse. You know, he had to bring his mom with him. I'm not guilty. I'm bringing my mom. Anyway, allegedly, the Pittsburgh cops are trying to say that he beat up two guys, just knocked them, knocked them both out to that extent. Anyway, knocked both these guys out, and he's being charged with robbery, but yet they let him go on a non-monetary bond, which sort of tells me the case is pretty shaky. Speaking of shaky, how about those Oakland A's? My favorite farm club of the Major League Baseball. No doubt about that. Yoenis Cespedes, once in Oakland A, is now ready to show off his talent at spring training even harder than last year with a new, God, he's got more cars. The auto firm's Alex Vega told a couple of reporters that Cespedes is planning to roll up to spring training in a $110,000 Mercedes-Benz, get this, with $50,000 worth of additions. He signed a $110 million contract with the this winter, so I guess he can afford it. And the bottom line is, the A's let him go. Another star the A's let go. Man, the A's, what can I say? The best farm club in the history of Major League Baseball, no doubt about it. Investigators are still trying to piece together the details of what happened to be the brazen assassination of Kim Jong-nam, of course, the half-brother of North Korea's leader and an exiled member of the country's elite. Malaysian police said that Saturday they had arrested a fourth suspect, a 46-year-old North Korean man, along with three women. Get this. Kim, who had been estranged, obviously, for his brother for years, called his brother a crazy tyrant, like a charlatan. In other words, a nut like, anyway, I'm not comparing to anybody else. But he was attacked at Kuala Lumpur Airport on Monday. And he's a fat guy. He's a fat little round guy, okay? But he ran up to medical workers medical workers at the airport said he'd been sprayed in the face with a chemical and he grew dizzy, suffered a seizure, was dead within hours. Without citing much in the way of evidence, though, everybody's pointing at his brother. Yeah, pointing at his brother, saying, yeah, you know, his brother did him in. Yeah, probably. Kim Jong-un probably did, you know. Probably had him executed anyway. As rumors swirled, four people were arrested, two including were under Vietnamese passports, but those two women were of North Korean descent. Coincidence? Perhaps. Anyway, Tyrone Woodley says he's the greatest welterweight champion of all time, folks, as far as the UFC is concerned. Better than the aforementioned Georges St. Pierre, of course, who will be featuring in hour number two. And he won't stop kicking ass until he's proved it to the entire world, including Georges St. Pierre, if he wants to fight again at welterweight. Of course, Woodley, now the current champ at 170, has a rematch next month with Stephen Wonderboy Thompson, who they had to draw the way the time before. But, you know, not a big thing here. I really think that Woodley is going to roll over this fighter again in the rematch, no doubt about that. But he's the best welterweight to ever step into the octagon. All he's going to do is keep winning. He might be more well-rounded. He punches harder than Georges St. Pierre, no doubt about it. He punches harder. Man, no doubt about that. Stop sending me this text, you guys, please. Conor McGregor says he wants to get two things straight. He loves Khloe Kardashian's big fat ass, and he thinks Floyd Mayweather is running scared of him. Of course, he went to Vegas twice in the last month and a half. He says that Floyd has been nowhere to be found. He evidently retired, left town twice. But the UFC superstar was leaving Maestro's in Beverly Hills a couple of nights ago when he told TMZ that he made these Khloe comments in a recent GQ article, and he meant it to be a compliment, but some people took it as a bad thing. He said, no, that's not a bad thing. Floyd's a little bitch, and he's petrified. Of course, Conor insinuates he tried to meet with Floyd this week in Las Vegas, but Floyd don't want to fight him. Floyd did all that talking, man. Now Floyd don't want to do nothing. But that's typical of Floyd. Floyd, as I said, the greatest con since maybe Paul Newman and Robert Redford in the movie The Sting, and that was back when, in 1972. Ezekiel Elliott, former Ohio State Buckeyes backfield star, of course, now the star of the Dallas Cowboys running at backfield. Well, guess what? Interrupted his Friday night by having a talk with the cops in his native Columbus, Ohio about an incident that went down in a bar. He was not detained. According to reports, he was originally detained, initially detained, then he wasn't detained. But Ezekiel Elliott's representatives tell the press that he spoke with the cops about something that happened inside a club that he had just left. But the rep did not describe the incident, but says it did not involve Double E. Listen, I got to tell you, man, Double E's had some problems, man. And there was, you know, hanging outside the marijuana club or walking through the marijuana club up there in Seattle, Washington. That was a dumb move. That was really a stupid move, okay, especially when the NFL prohibits such substance. And then, of course, you know, he got into that domestic whiff with the ex-O lady, and that sort of like, that hung over him for 3 or 4 months, maybe almost 5 months, well into the NFL season. He's a rookie, and he's got these police reports swarming about him that he beat his woman up and things like that. Of course, he was cleared of all of that, but, you know, when you start to think about things like that, you start to think that where there's smoke, there might be some fire. I mean, think about that. There's a lot of smoke with this kid. Is there some fire happening? Who knows? Interesting. I would like to see what happens. Of course, that domestic violence case was dropped. Washington linebacker Sam Wu-Ching, who led the Huskies with 6 sacks during the 2016 season. I watched a couple of his games. I remember that one sack he had was he can hit pretty hard. Anyway, he's done with football. He's announced on his Twitter account Thursday, he's given up the sport of football to pursue his true love, bestiality. Yeah, instead of playing for the Huskies, Sam wants to play with the Husky. No. Were you ready for that? Just kidding. He wants to play rugby. Zach Attack wants to do the bestiality. Billionaire businessman Mike Ilitch, who founded the Little Caesars Pizza Empire before buying the Detroit Red Wings and the Detroit Tigers, won praise for keeping the pro teams in the Motown City. Of course, instead of relocating to other confines, he died this past week. He was 87 years old. Bad dude, no doubt about that. Known simply as Mr. I to most people in Michigan. You know, as I said, without him, there would probably be no Detroit Tigers, no Detroit Pistons. I mean, he was just the man. He really was. He really was the man. I mean, a little pizza, the little Caesar's Pizza Bowl. Little Caesar's, you know, what can I say? It's a piece of spit as far as a pizza is concerned. But he did pay, he reportedly paid civil rights icon Rosa Parks. He paid her bills for about 7 or 8 years. And like Emmanuel Stewart told me, he was all class. But I say it again, Little Caesar's Pizza couldn't taste much better than a turd sandwich. I kid you not. People wonder why I've shied away from comedy since the presidential election. I don't find anything that's comedy with the country's direction. Little doubt Clinton was a douchebag, but the charlatan, well, he's a charlatan. That being said, next week, February 26th, we'll do a show with the main topic being the Oakland, California sports scene. Currently, Oakland has the A's of Major League Baseball, God's team, the Golden State Warriors, and the Oakland Raiders. But the Warriors are gone next year. The Raiders say they're headed for Las Vegas, and nobody wants the A's. Well, anyway, we'll talk with Ricky Ricardo next week. Ricky Ricardo, I'll descend on Ricky Sports Theater in San Leandro, California, for an interview I'll tape with Ricky Ricardo next week for next week's show, talking Oakland sports with the godfather of Oakland sports, Ricky Ricardo of Ricky Sports Theater in San Leandro, California. Open phone lines all around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to Sports Byline. This is What Is Hip Sports Date, February 19th, 2017. This is Sports Byline.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
I don't know. He hit me on the heart. But sorry, I'm going to get his ass back. Straight up.
Did you notice him standing over the top of you?
No, I didn't see that just now, but I don't play that game. Let me get his ass back. So, whenever that is, I don't know when it's going to be, but I don't play that game.
Mr. Westbrook not playing that game, per se. Zach Attack, I got to ask you this before we get to the NBA All-Star Game weekend. Kyrie Irving says the Earth is undeniably flat. This is not even a conspiracy theory, he says. And not only that, he says he believes in aliens. Now, I believe in aliens, but I also believe the Earth is round. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't understand why he thinks that the Earth is. You'd think of like a basketball player of all people, they're playing with something shaped like the Earth. It just.
But here's what's up. How did this flat Earth crap ever get started? I don't even know what Pizzagate is. Like, I must be out of the scoop here, man, because I have no idea what these people are talking about. A flat Earth. I haven't heard of a flat Earth since 1492 and Christopher Columbus.
It just seems like the most obvious thing to anyone that thinks the Earth is flat. Why can't we see the other side then?
I don't know. let's talk about the NBA weekend. Of course, it's in New Orleans this weekend. The NBA All-Star Game is in New Orleans.
Yes, it's in New Orleans this week. And of course, there's all kinds of All-Star festivities that come with the game. So the actual All-Star Game is tomorrow.
Are you now, by festivities, you mean cocaine and hoes?
Oh, I'm sure there's a lot of that. And it is New Orleans. It's a party. New Orleans is a party city. I mean, I was down there in November, and like the bars never closed there.
I was there, and I had a limo. I had a limo driver who got drunk, and it wasn't pretty. I had to get back to my hotel, so I had to take a cab back to my hotel. I came out of the club. I came out of the club with an escort, not with an escort, with somebody. And I want to go back to the hotel, and I go to the guy's drunk as a skunk. He barely put the keys in the thing. So I'm thinking about driving the car myself. So no, I had a few drinks myself. So I actually had my own limo that night, but I had to pay for a cab to go back to the room. Because, you know, when you're on first base, you can't wait to get to third.
You were trying to steal some bases, huh?
Exactly. And I figured that limo was going to be nice. Anyway, enough of the limo talk. Let's talk about the NBA All-Star Game for 2017. What's happened in New Orleans? I mean, you had the slam dunk thing going down today, but does anything really go on? I mean, I know the NBA All-Star Game is much bigger than the NFL Pro Bowl because they don't give a smack about the Pro Bowl anymore. The All-Star Game is not as important as it used to be to Major League Baseball players, except for the fact that the winner of the All-Star Game gets the home field advantage in the World Series. Outside of that, guys on losing teams really don't care all that much. But the NBA All-Star Game is probably the tops of the Major League All-Star endeavors.
Yeah, I would say so, because it's actually entertaining. There's no defense involved, really, in the All-Star Game. It's pretty much just an offensive showcase for both sides. But it's entertaining. I mean, that's what most people want to see anyway. They don't really want to see defense.
How is God's team represented in New Orleans this week?
Oh, they have 5 All-Stars.
Well, I guess what can I say? And, of course, Mr. Curry's going to do his thing tomorrow to shoot up, put up some fantastic shots? Because I don't know about you, but he hasn't put up any shots this year that I'm saying, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's sort of like those whoa, whoa, whoa shots to a year ago.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, Curry I would say he's having a down year compared to last year. His points are way down. You know, he's obviously still a great shooter and a good player. But, I mean, adding Kevin Durant to the team, it kind of takes away from his game a little. Because Kevin Durant is honestly a better overall player than Steph Curry.
That is, well... Is there enough room on that team? Is there enough room on that bench for all these egos? I'm going to ask you again. Now we've had some time to look at this team, and at times it's been called God's team. Other times it's been called a beatable team. What is it? Is it both?
I think on night to night, but more often than not, they're the unbeatable team. You know, I mean, they haven't lost a lot, and it's kind of crazy that they've lost 9 games and people are talking about it. You know, it's like, oh, well, they lost as many as last year. 9 games is still not a lot of games to lose.
No, but they lose on nights where they don't seem to get mentally up, huh?
That's what it is. And, I mean, you got to think they still got to get the chemistry down. They've added some new players. Like, remember when LeBron formed the Heat with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh, it took them a while. They were playing 500 ball for, like, almost half a year. And these Warriors, I mean, they haven't struggled that much. I mean, they've been the best. They've had the best record most of the year.
Who's going to make a statement tomorrow? Who's going to make a statement today during the All-Star game? Who's going to make that statement? What player is going to step out and say, you know what, man, I want to shine. You know, I mean, I want to take it to another level with my boys here.
I feel like Westbrook is going to try to do that. That's what I could see happening. Do you see Westbrook passing to Durant at all in the All-Star game?
you know, I you know what? That would be a topic for a Las Vegas betting line, don't you think?
Yeah, how many passes will Westbrook have to Durant?
Under, over, or none?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably the line. I honestly kind of think that he'll pass to Durant on purpose, like a lot, you know, just to. I just see him doing that to kind of like get people to stop talking about it because he seems like he doesn't want to talk about this whole thing anymore.
But, you know, it is getting a little old. And listen, I guess we're all waiting for the finals, and the finals look like they're going to be Cleveland and the Golden State Warriors. I mean, barring any unforeseen injuries or somebody getting shot off, you know, off the court or something like that, it really looks like it's going to be Golden State and Cleveland. Can you see any other team coming from the East?
The only other team I could see is Boston, and that's because of Kevin Love's injury. They're only 2.5 games behind the Cavaliers last I checked, so they're within reach. I mean, they could conceivably get the one seed.
Okay, so does Love get his act back together soon and quickly, or what?
I think so. I would still predict Cleveland making it to the finals. But, I mean, they're going to have to – they will have to bring their A game because Boston, I think, is even better than people expected this year.
Well, I happen to think that you're wrong then. I think that any time LeBron steps on the court, with the exception of the Golden State Warriors, he just intimidates these guys. He's the Mike Tyson of basketball.
I mean, you have a point, and, you know – the thing with LeBron that you don't often see is he's usually the biggest player on the court, but the way that they call it, you would think he was the smallest guy because anytime anyone breathes on him, they're calling a foul. You know what I mean? So that's hard to beat because not only is he skilled, not only is he – I mean, he was the best player in the finals last year. Not only that, but on top of it, even if you do start to beat him, I mean, you got to play very careful defense or you're going to end up fouling out or getting suspended.
So what's the better story, the All-Star game itself or Kyrie Irving thinking the earth's flat?
I think that he kind of took a lot of the momentum from the All-Star.
I mean, you know, hey, here's what I'm going to tell you like this. There are a lot of conspiracy theories and things like that, but I can tell you from a person that's read a lot of history, I consider myself a bit of a historian, especially from the 60s. I can tell you that the three assassinations of the 60s, the political assassination, they were all conspiracy. I mean, there was no doubt about that. So, I mean, when people start talking about conspiracies and 9/11 and things like that, I don't know about you, but that third building that fell down, Building 7, no plane hit that building. That building fell at free fall. And if I remember my science right, in high school, free fall means you can take your keychain and hold it up and drop it out of your hand, and how it, as fast as it hits the floor, that's free fall. And that Building 7 fell in free fall, Zach. So how did that building fall when it never got hit with nothing? And if it got hit, and if it burnt, and if it fell down because of a fire, well, does that mean every steel building in the history of the world before and after that's caught on fire that never burned down? Is something wrong? I mean, do you see my point here?
Yeah, and the temperature that it would take to melt the steel beams, I think, is always a talking point of that.
Yeah, we're talking thermite, baby. We're talking thermite. Let's take it to the let's take it to the phone call, the phone line. Let's go to Galveston, Texas, and bring in Jackson. What's up, Jackson? Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Great to hear from you. It's been a long time since I've been on the radio with y'all.
Fantastic.
I'm speaking about NFL free agency. First off, the Tony Romo situation. I've looked at this in many different forms of the matter. If, let's say, he were to go to the Houston Texans, what could they do with Brock Osweiler's contract? Number one.
Well, you know, that's a good thing. I thought Brock was going to go there and do great things, but Brock didn't make the playoffs. But I don't know. Zach, you want to weigh in on that one? That's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I think Houston, I kind of don't see them hanging on to Brock. He didn't have a great year. But it'll be interesting to see who they bring in. Tony Romo wouldn't be a bad option for them.
But Tony Romo's so old, though. Jackson, can't you see Tony Romo? They got to put... I mean, we have all kinds of sponsors on this show, on these shows for like oil for the body and stuff like that, man. That guy's got to be putting oil in his body. He's old.
I'm gonna make some points here on this. Okay.
You know what? Why don't you hold on to that? Wait.
And Jackson, I'm not a Texas
Jackson.
Fan.
Jackson, hold on to that, and we'll do it on the other side of the break. All right. Jackson, can you hold that thought? We'll do it on the other side. We've got a commercial break coming up, and I don't want to cut you short. How's that? Okay.
That's fine.
All right. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We'll get to come back with Jackson from Galveston, Texas. You can join us on the tour if you want. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We'll go to Combat Sports after the phone call, but straight up, you're tuned to Sports Overnight America. Johnny Toplin is All-Star. Of course, the All-Star is Zach Attack Young, and his Athlete of the Week, guess who? Georgia St. Pierre, GSP, the comebacking former welterweight champion of the USC, featured now in number 2, right here on Sports Overnight America, and George the Animal Steele, live in a living color, in hour number 2, the man that took Miss Elizabeth from Randy Macho Man Savage. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Oh. Too bad. Yeah, too bad.
One in three relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
I gotta use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. I just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. I can do anything.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Now we're feeling what not having hope feels like. You know?
Hey, Jackson, I gotta tell you, I've been to Galveston, Texas. It's one of the most beautiful places I've ever been in my life, especially that beach. It's the most beautiful beach I've ever seen. I've seen a lot of beaches. Not the whitest beach in the world. The whitest beach was in China, a private beach in China. But that beach of Galveston reminds me of that Glen Campbell song. It's just beautiful, man.
Thanks.
Okay. Let's talk about, now, as far as free agents are concerned, I don't know. Do you think Romo could really make a significant, I mean, Houston's got a good team with the exception of Brock in some people's mind, but is he really just the missing ingredient? You really think that if they replace him with Tony Romo, they're going to go places?
But I'm not just talking about the Texans, okay?
Okay.
Because I'm not a Texans fan. I'm a Chiefs fan. But here's what I'm talking about, okay? Tony Romo's had a year and a half to sit and get healthy, fully healthy. And my point is that Houston would have to dump a bunch of cap space and make dead cap to where they hurt themselves. And that with Brock Osweiler's situation. Or they would have to make a trade serviceable with, let's say, as in a J.J. Watt and a Brock Osweiler trade to where it would, because they did quite well last year without J.J. Watt on the defensive side. Mm-hmm. Now, and you look at that, and someone would probably bite the move. Second off, okay? But that's on that end. As far as Kansas City, okay? When you look at Alex Smith is not a deep downfield thrower. He's about your 5, 10, maybe 15-yard thrower. And he's got some deadly weapons. He's got Tyreek Hill. He's got Jeremy Maclin. He's got Travis Kelce. He's got Spencer Ware, Jamal Charles. He's got some great weapons. If Tony Romo were to go to the Chiefs, okay, that would be one heck of a Super Bowl contender. And what
you know,
I'm saying,
I want to wish you all the best because you got stuck with Alex Smith, and we got rid of Alex Smith out here. We just didn't think Alex was the go-to guy. And, of course, we thought that Colin Kaepernick was, and that turned out to be a mistake as well. But what about, we're talking free agents.
And what I'm
else
saying is that
2017,
Todd Bowles,
is Kirk Cousins the best quarterback in the free agent market this year?
Yes. Yes, by far.
And what does he bring to – he's 28 years old. What does he bring to the dance?
I'd say he's got about 12 years left. He's a guy that I would say a toss-up between Tony Romo yards, you know, per attempt, and an Alex Smith, a guy that does not turn the ball over. He's one of these guys that makes smart decisions. I thought highly of him coming out of college. And when I seen him coming out of college, I thought he was a very, very intelligent quarterback, a great leader, someone that even though he rode the pine for a couple years, I even thought it even benefited him more for him to learn and not just learn under that system, but also learn how to be a professional as a person. And that right there, I think, benefited him the most as a quarterback and as a NFL player and a human being.
Okay.
What to do.
Speaking of making decisions, Ezekiel Elliott is not making all the – I mean, it seems like – how can I put this? Where there's smoke, there's usually some fire. I mean, he's had the domestic violence incident with the Columbus cops. He was involved with the Columbus cops last night where there was a witness. He was in a club where something went down, and the cops wanted to question him afterwards. I mean, he's walking he's spotted inside a marijuana dispensary in Seattle when he knows marijuana is against NFL rules. Is he an idiot?
I wouldn't necessarily call him that. I'd call him someone that needs to sit down, with some former players, such as, let's say, and I know Lawrence Taylor has not made the greatest decisions. Okay, but sit down with someone like a Lawrence Taylor.
Is that when Lawrence is high or when he's not high?
Yeah, because Lawrence Taylor would tell you if he could go back on his career, he wouldn't have made the decisions he did.
There's no doubt about that, but LT was LT, and of course LT did a lot of blow, and plus banging his head against other helmets like that, steel against steel. Listen, a lot of these guys, Jackson, I know you're probably a pro football guy all the way, but a lot of these guys, I talk to them afterwards. I've talked to these guys 10, 15 years later when I see them in different sporting events, and they're like punch-drunk fighters. I'm serious.
Yeah,
like Mark
they are. I'll tell you two reasons. It's because, number one, when they were in college, they had the fame and they had the girls.
Yeah.
Number two, when the money gets to their head, they feel like they can just blow it. And they do not make the correct financial decisions.
Well, but I'm not talking about finances. What I'm talking about is that Mark Gastineau, the former New York Jets All-Pro sacker, a sack attack, he was a killer, no doubt about that, on the defensive rush. Okay, when I interviewed him, as part of pay-per-view events and boxing, he was so punch drunk, I had to like snap my finger, man. Look at me. I mean, it was tough. And I thought he was nervous and things like that. And then I said to myself, this guy's acting punch drunk like a fighter, but he only had like four or five fights at a time. So I soon thereafter, talking with Larry Merchant, that the guy was punch drunk from football. And a lot of these football players are damaged afterwards. And I got to ask you, being the biggest NFL fan in the entire world, Jackson, is the entertainment worth having guys walk around crippled 20 years later and mentally retarded and things like that?
Well, this is me. As a guy with seizures, okay,
mm-hmm.
My doctor was 20 years ahead of the curve, okay? When I was 14, 15, and I thank God he was. He did not allow me to play football because of head injuries. And that was something that was not studied back then. Was not studied whatsoever.
Yeah, if you could breathe, you could play football, right?
Yeah. And see, that's something that I really was irritated about back then. People just, they turned a blind eye to it. And, you know, the commissioners, the head coaches, all that. I've even seen, you know, in training rooms, I've seen, I would say, personal trainers turn a blind eye to concussions. And it's not good. When they turn a blind eye to concussions and head injuries, and the coach comes in, sits there and says, hey, can you have him ready by, you know, this upcoming week? Says, I'll do what I can. And, you know, it's like something you shouldn't be playing with people's lives, period. I don't care who they are. I don't care if you're Joe Schmo. I don't care if you're, you know, the big dog that's a superstar. You know, you got to give them time. People's bodies need to heal. And that was one thing that really irritated me for years. Okay. For years it irritated me. As far as the helmet-to-helmet situation, I can understand that going after the quarterback's head, going after the wide receiver's head across the middle. But breathing on a quarterback when a quarterback has released the ball and you're not attacking the head, that's something that I don't like.
Okay, I'll ask you this, and I'll be real quick. One question, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What if we took the helmets off?
If we took the helmets off, they do in rugby.
I'll ask you that. Would the game be exciting? Would the game be the same if they took the helmets off? You know, I'd like to see a guy's face once in a while. That's what sort of turned me off on amateur boxing.
If
they had these headgears on, you couldn't see the guys.
It'd be a lot slower, I'm going to put it that way, because in the game of rugby, it's a very slow game, but it's a very rough sport because you have no pads. and you're not allowed to throw the football forward. And thing is that I think you would see a lot more shoulder to shoulder contact. I think you'd see a lot more fundamental tackling. And I think that a lot of guys would be a lot more you'd see more shoulder injuries, don't get me wrong. But I think a lot of guys would be more prone to having their heads protected. And I think that's what a lot of them need, is they need to have rugby coaches in there to how to fundamentally tackle.
You have a good point there. And I will say this, Jackson, I spent some time around O.J. Simpson back in 2004, and I watched him play high school football here in San Francisco, and we played for the City College here before he went to USC and things like that. So I watched him change, because he came back over the years when I was a cop here in San Francisco, and I used to guard him his little events in Potrero Hill, in the Potrero district where he used to live here in San Francisco. But football changed him, and he had that punch-drunk look in his eye, that little empty glare in his eye. I see that empty glare in a lot of guys' eyes, and I'm just wondering, is that worth it for your entertainment factor, the fact that these guys are going to be suffering from dementia in 15 or 20 years, or that a good portion of them will? Is the entertainment factor worth it?
I think, number one, the problem is it's the running back situation. On that, the running back situation is that that's where the punch drunk comes from, is that when the ball carrier goes through the line of scrimmage, you're going to see that a lot more than you would at any other position. If they used I would say a five down situation, and use a five down situation and only pass, you know, it would make a lot different. But, you know, as the game goes along, the rules change, and when the rules change, you know, people think, you know, why can't we go back to the old rules? We're looking at safety. But yet too much safety, you know, takes too much fun out of the game too. You know, and a lot of guys played the game for the fun of the game. You know, they played the game because they liked it. They loved it.
Yeah, but Jackson, they didn't play the game to end up in a wheelchair. They didn't end the game to be looking out the window and not knowing what they're looking out the window at. I mean, this thing, this concussion thing, this brain damage, CT, is so underplayed in the NFL. The NFL is underplaying this. Do you think they settled that lawsuit for better than $1 billion for nothing?
And I agree with you on that. I agree with you that, you know, the NFL's sweeping it under the rug, and they don't need to be. And that is one thing that I do get irritated about.
Okay, let's go back to just your first question, though. Zachary, who's the best free agent this year as far as you're concerned?
The best free agent?
Yeah.
I think Kirk Cousins might actually be. I mean, he's kind of turned things around there. So I'd say him, and there's actually some rumors that the Niners might possibly get him.
You know, Jackson, he made $20 million last year for a contract. Is he going to get a lot more as a free agent?
The only way I see him getting a lot more as a free agent is if the Redskins happen to franchise tag him, and then the San Francisco 49ers make the trade for him.
Okay.
That's how I could see it happening.
Now, Jackson, you've been a long time listening to the show. I've got to ask you one question before I let you go tonight, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is the Earth flat?
No.
What do you think of Kyrie Irving saying the Earth is undeniably flat? He says, quote, "This is not even a conspiracy theory," end of quote.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, man. You know what? In that What Is Hip song I got from Tower of Power, talk about smoking only the best weed. I think Kyrie Irving smoking only the best weed. Hey, I thank you so much, Jax, for taking part in tonight's show.
All right. Thank you.
All the best. Jax from Galveston, Texas. Of course, Galveston, what beautiful beaches down there. Of course, Glenn Campbell wrote that song. Yes, that place kicks ass. Nice chicks down there. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man. here for another hour plus on the Sports Byline Broadcasting, along with my all-star co-host. I'm talking about Zach Attack Young. Open phone lines around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to the Taco Man Radio, live from the city by the bay on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, Channel 203, and for all the troops out there, the American Forces Network.
Many of these guys, they look great in the gym, but once you get in there and you're reacting automatically, you're not thinking about what you're doing, or you don't have time to think about what you're doing, and you get hit too hard, too cleanly, you're exposed.
Unbelievable.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco. Be-ball.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Zachary, I got to ask you, is the athlete of the week, GSP, George St. Pierre, is he gay?
You mean like happy?
I guess he's not. You're to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines around the world. Join us for hour number two. 1-800-878-PLAY-DUS. 1-800-878-7529. I am the Taco Man. Coming back in hour number two. We'll come back indeed with GSP and George Animal Steel and some more right here on Sports Byline.